This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for January 15th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're dealing with a polar vortex today, the U.S., Canada, severe winter storm in the United Kingdom, please just take a moment. If you know a senior, especially one living alone, you might want to check on them just to be sure it's okay. As we record this here, it's about 1 degree Fahrenheit in the Ozarks, wind chill about 20 below, much colder further north and in other parts of the country here. So we're not complaining. Just a reminder, maybe some folks out there who are unwilling or unable to ask for help. And this is just a good time to show the love of Christ and make sure those in need are taken care of. Topic number five today, bunga bunga. That's a term made famous by former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, well known as a party animal. And if you want to, well, I won't describe it here, but just imagine, you know, bunga bunga. Use your imagination and you're probably right. That's something he was notorious for. Anyway, apparently the World Economic Forum, also known for bunga bunga parties, World Economic Forum gathering in 2024, kicking off this week in the Alpine resort town of Davos, Switzerland, about 3,000 guests attending. We're talking world economic leaders, political leaders, social climbers, entertainers, people who just want to feel important showing up in Davos. But when they descend on the small town, they're going to do more than just discuss global conflicts, the economy, the climate, the evolution of technology, and so forth. They will be engaging in the kind of parties and activities that you've got to be very, very rich to afford and enjoy. CEOs, dignitaries, world leaders meeting over caviar, $1,000 bottles of champagne, magic mushrooms. Seriously, we know this thanks to the New York Post reporting on Saturday that 2 years ago, a psychedelics company offered people at Davos micro doses of magic mushrooms during a 40-session meeting so they could experience the psychedelic, the healing effects of psychedelics. That's a growing trend in modern medicine. Last year, it was reported that sex workers who follow these wealthy folks to Davos charge upwards of $2,500 a night for their services. These are the people who are gathering to confer on how they can. The theme of this year's meeting, ironically enough, is rebuilding trust because they know they've lost it from the likes of you and me. Well, this is the kind of thing that'll be going on behind the scenes while they're ostensibly getting together, try to figure out how humanity can better weather the challenges of the 21st century. Topic number four, Taiwan. Big election over the weekend where the ruling Democratic Progress Party came out the winner. Their candidate, William Lai, won the presidential election after the main opposition party candidate conceded defeat. The Chinese government likely to ratchet up pressure on Taiwan. They'd been holding off, waiting to see the results of the election. Talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The two opposition parties, which are both pro-China, had banded together to try to take down the ruling party, which is an independence-minded party. China obviously claims Taiwan is still part of its territory, but more than that, it wants access to the big microprocessor manufacturing plants, Taiwan, home to the biggest on planet Earth. China would rather not invade and risk damaging those facilities, but they would like to get that technology in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. We will see how this progresses. Now, President Biden over the weekend said that the United States does not support Taiwan's independence, which is kind of a reversal from past positions taken by the United States government. But we've kind of waffled on that issue over the years, just kind of want things to stay the way they are. But the fact is, if China wants to make a move on Taiwan, it will probably be sooner rather than later. China's demographics, the population is shrinking and shrinking fast. Not conducive to waiting very long if it's going to make a move. Topic number three, Texas versus the United States. Texas seized control of a 47-acre park in the city of Eagle Pass, Texas. This has been the center of a major route used by illegal immigrants. And what's more, the Texas government barring access to U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents from entering the property or accessing it on the Rio Grande. The park is right on the river there. Governor Greg Abbott had issued an executive order putting Shelby Park, which abuts the Rio Grande River, under the control of the Texas Department of Public Safety and the National Guard. Eagle Pass Mayor Rolando Salinas told reporters he didn't find out about this until just before it happened. He was phoned by the Department of Public Safety, said that Texas, the state, is taking control of the park indefinitely. Texas has been ramping up its efforts to control its border, to harden its border against illegal migration. Of course, this will just force it west into New Mexico, Arizona, and California, unless those states likewise step up. As we've been telling you on this program for months now, the federal government is actually fighting with the states to try to keep the border wall open. It is mind-boggling to conceive of why. There are only two real reasons for leaving the border open, and leaving it open as long as it has. I will say again, I was talking about this on a secular, over-the-air, daily conservative radio talk show back in 2006 and 7 during the George W. Bush years. So this is not a new thing, and it is not a strictly Democratic thing either. It's either we want more voters who are going to vote our way, or we want more people buying things because the economy can't grow if the population is shrinking. Both of those are lousy reasons for destroying the country as we know it. Topic number two, oh, by the way, federal government is suing Texas to get them to stand down. Topic number two, fake aliens. Forensic experts in Peru said on Friday that two doll-like figures and an alleged three-fingered hand seized by customs authorities last year from a shipment heading to Mexico are, in fact, not just doll-like, they are, in fact, dolls. Dolls made with paper, glue, metal, and human and animal bones. The findings are sure to disappoint some people who want to believe that the figures actually come from an alien center in Peru or from another planet. But according to forensic archaeologist Flavio Estrada, who led the analysis, this is totally false. Mexican journalist, self-described ufologist Jaime Maussan brought similar figures in front of the Mexican Congress last September, likewise fraudulent figurines. He claimed that they'd been recovered near the Nazca lines in Peru. He went back in front of Mexico's Congress in November with a team of doctors confirming that the bodies were of once living organisms. Yes, just not extraterrestrial ones, or ones that were part of an extraterrestrial colony here on Earth. They were like these, just fabricated from other corpses. So anyway, experts with Peru's prosecutor's office analyzed these dolls. Forensic archaeologists said, no, fake aliens. Coming up, Johns Hopkins University reverses course on its diversity word of the month. Apparently, this is what now anti-racism. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Jonathan Cahn is back with his most explosive book ever, The Josiah Manifesto. This stunning book exposes whether or not a 3,000-year-old calendar of appointed days provides the secret to the most dynamic year of our lives. Even ordaining a plague, a national lockdown, days of fire, and the changing of the Supreme Court. Secret information regarding an anonymous prayer and a mysterious template that may lie behind the event that overtook Capitol Hill and shook the nation. And the mysterious ancient king that may have revealed the secret behind a modern American president, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, The Gods of the Bible Unveiled on DVD, where Derek Gilbert systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity actually is. In this instructional guide, you'll be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall in Genesis was only one of three divine rebellions, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and too hot for TV episodes on the return of the gods that will leave you speechless. This DVD also includes three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. But right now, you can upgrade your master collection to include the absolutely astonishing Josiah Manifesto Uncensored 8-DVD album featuring hours of additional totally uncensored raw materials and mysteries that are not included in the book or anywhere else but right here, including the Island of Mystery, the Winds of Hinnom, Jehu and the Temple of Baal, the Jubilean Redemption and the Child of the Nile, and the Manifesto Part 1 and 2 and the very last mystery. This special upgrade includes all of the items from the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection and the exclusive uncensored 8-DVD album, which altogether holds a retail value of $200. Yours now for your donation of only $74.99 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the end times like never before as you dive into the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection or the Master Collection with upgrade. Uncensored 8-DVD album. So order now at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection.
Item number one today, reversing course. The diversity word of the month for January from Johns Hopkins University's chief diversity officer was privilege. And when you looked up that word in the dictionary, you basically got my picture or somebody like me, because according to the chief diversity officer there, Dr. Sharita Golden, the privilege list included white, Christian, English-speaking, able-bodied, heterosexual, cisgender, middle or owning class people, which I guess means you've got a mortgage, and middle-aged people. I check all those boxes. Thanks to chief diversity officer Dr. Golden, I now know how privileged I am. I am, just not in the way she thinks. I mean, the creator of the universe, the one who spoke all things into existence, willingly died to redeem me and restore me to the family. That's privilege. Anyway, her email was leaked to the interwebs where it went viral on X, formerly Twitter. Her post got like 29 million views in the span of 24 hours, much to her surprise, because a lot of people in academia live in bubbles where they think every right-thinking person agrees with that worldview, was shocked to discover that a lot of us were actually either amused and or offended by it. So she has apologized now. She called her letter overly simplistic and poorly worded as she retracted the memo, which she acknowledged was hurtful. I suspect she's sorry that it went viral and was probably led to a talking to behind the scenes from school administration. But anyway, it has been retracted. Diversity is a racket. There's no question that here in these United States, we still have problems with racial tensions. But the America of 2024 is not the America of 1964, much less 1864. But people who make their living, and very good ones, working for schools that charge $64,000 a year in tuition, can't admit that the problem is solved because they'd be out of jobs. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our three-week series with Jonathan Kahn about his new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Jaw-dropping stuff. Don't miss it. You can watch the program right now at the website, skywatchtv.com. It's available at our Roku and Apple TV channels. You can catch it at the YouTube channel, youtube.com/SkywatchTV now, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Of course, our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air broadcast schedule, the schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, or better yet, get our free mobile app. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech and make sure that we are never separated, because we won't be canceled from our own app. And there's a lot of other cool features on there too, like a Bible, audio Bible with multiple translations, calendar of our upcoming events, and much more, all in the palm of your hand. And now they've added a new feature, streaming video. Yes, streaming video from Skywatch TV, available through the app. Look in the bottom right-hand corner of the app and tap the little icon that says stream. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.